Yeah. T. Rabburn. He's got lots of questions for us.
Yeah, he does.
He asks, I just finished episode 167, and I had a thought about Wi-Fi in the RC park. I've seen FPV pilots using some kind of tracking directional antenna that follows the quad as it flies around. I'd love to know what they use for that, because I want to know how to build one for myself for multiple purposes. I want to make my own that I can use, like a solo shot at my church. What's a solo shot?
It follows you. It's a camera that follows you.
So my wandering preacher is always in the frame. Okay. It could also be used to keep two antennas pointed at each other in the above scenario from episode 167. So does anyone have some know-how of do-it-yourself for this? There is an antenna.
I like this. This is my co-host now. This antenna is my co-host.
Am I so easily replaced, Padre?
Well, it has more personality, so.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
Ba-dum-psh.
Okay. All right. Now, so this is one of the directional antennas that he's talking about. Now, the device that he's speaking of specifically, it's an auto tracker. So what it does is it looks for signal, and it tries to stay on the signal. So as your quadcopter moves, it will move this directional antenna. Now,
we know
from previous episodes of Know How, a directional antenna will give you gain in both ways. It will give you more power going out directly to where your target is, and it'll have better gain coming back in so that you can get better reception, right?
Yep.
So with an FPV system, we've got something like this. And actually, can you go to that input now, Alex? There we go.
This
is that FPV camera that we played with before. It has a...
steady. Steady.
Steady. What you want to worry about, though, is when you start moving around really quickly... If you have a directional...
Audrey just killed the audience.
I just killed the audience. If you have a directional antenna and you're trying to keep it focused on this, you have to have someone who like aims it directly for the quadcopter. You'd have to have a spotter, which I've used.
Right.
But what he's talking about is an automated system.
Yeah. That's getting pretty fancy.
Okay. You can buy cheap ones. I've seen them as low as $100, but those are worth $100.
They're $100 worth of tracking,
I actually tried, I was going to bring one on Know How. I tried a system, an auto tracking system that was pretty expensive. It was like $600. And the worst thing, though, is when it lost signal, it would do this thing where it would like swivel the servos all the way around, try to reacquire.
Start freaking out. Yeah.
And it would only take 3 seconds to reacquire, but that's 3 seconds that I can no longer see what the craft is doing.
And that feels like eternity when you're doing FPV.
You rip the goggles off. Oh, where am I? Oof. And it's disorienting, because when you rip the goggles off, the chances are you're not looking where the quad is.
Right.
I wouldn't really recommend those quite yet. But we will show you how the directional antenna works. So we've got the setup. I'm going to give this over to Burke.
Nope.
Burke's going to walk away from us for a while.
We're going on a trip.
Right now, we've got it going through this polarized antenna. So this is not the perfect setup.
We are now using the Burke cam.
Keep going. Yeah, go down. There we go.
And this is through like a brick wall and some glass.
Yeah, exactly. Like... So this is not bad, but it's going to start breaking up in just a bit. What you're going to have is when you have antennas that are spitting out energy in all directions, you're going to start to lose signal pretty quick. There we go. We're starting to get a lot of
starting to get a little hazy as he's walking across the street.
Okay. We're starting to lose it. This is what's going to happen when you have a, come on. Burke, stand right there in the middle of the street. Go back to the
middle
of the
street.
Don't move, Burke. No, just kidding, Burke.
Nope,
just stay there.
We lost.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook it up to this directional antenna.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to aim this to where Burke is, and you can see what kind of difference.
Burking.
Now, this is not ideal, because this is not a circular polarized antenna, so this is far from ideal. But even then, you can tell I'm getting much better reception than I did with that other antenna. Go ahead and go back.
Pretty cool.
The problem is I kind of have to guess where Burke is, so I'm kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
To find the right signal.
Dial it in. That's way better, though.
Yeah, so if I had an auto-tracking system, it would automatically orient the antenna so that it was... And in the perfect position to grab that signal. I bet he's right over. Now, if I start pointing away from him,
can we take it outside? Is the cord long enough, Padre?
No.
Actually,
we're doing pretty well. Oh,
he just got honked at.
Burke's dead.
He's dead now.
Sorry, Burke. Come back in here. Leave Burke to his own death.
Hey, Burke.
Hey, you're hosting the show right now.
Oh, right.
Okay, Burke, come on back. So this is how this is going to work. Now, ideally, what I would want is since that's using a circular polarized antenna, I would want a circular polarized Yagi.
Right.
This is not. So, again, I'm not getting nearly the gain that I should get.
And if what if he had, like, a directional antenna
the
on
the problem
his...
with him having a directional antenna is he'd have to keep pointing it at me.
Right.
And that system's way too complicated and way too heavy to put on a quad gobbler.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So there you go. Folks, cool. That's what directional antennas will give you. And if we figure out how to wait to make one of these inexpensively, we will definitely show you.
Yeah, hold the camera steady.
Padre or Brian, open the door for Burke, please.
Oh boy.
Man.
Okay. All right, I'll grab it.
Yeah, if Burke gets run over right now, does he get compensation?
All right. See you later, Burke. Bye-bye.
You know, I will say that
we're not letting him back in the building.
That looks pretty dang good.
Not bad.
Hold on, wait.
It makes me want to fly my quad again.
Oh, the one I'm never going to give back to you?
Look, that's super solid right there. I mean, look at that connection we have.
If you fly your quadcopter right next to yourself, you'll get really good links.
That's solid.
Bleeplerp says, better yet, just cheat and up the broadcast level. The problem is that transmitter is on the quadcopter, so you'd be sucking down a lot of power to up the broadcast level. So I don't know if you want to do that. All right, I'm going to kill it.
Why?
Oh.
Why do you always want to kill my fun?
That's my job.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.